I can use my brain more effectively. Oh, yes, I can. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I can use my brain more effectively. Do I want to use my brain more effectively? That's my question. The question I ask myself every moment of my life. I can use my brain more effectively, but do I want to? Do I really want to? I really do want to use my brain more effectively. And the way that I use my brain more effectively is to take charge of it. My brain is a device in my head. My brain is a device. It is a piece of equipment that I use according to the manner in which it is to be used. Now, how do I want to use my brain? How do I want to use my brain, which taps into and is one as the universal mind, the universal allness? But I have my brain, and I want to use it more efficiently. And to use my brain more efficiently means that I must give attention to how I approach my brain and what I allow my brain to do. Do I allow my brain to be a robot, to just act according to the things that humans do, act according to the needs of a human body? Is my brain more or less totally responsible for how my body acts and conducts itself? We could think about the brain as we would think about ourselves sitting in a car. Our car is our body. And our car does anything we want it to do. And when we don't like it, we put a new car under us and we drive a new car. And if we have the facility, the ability to accomplish anything we want, we get a car that has never been designed before, one that is unique and special, one that is outstanding. We have that ability. We can buy anything we want, whatever we have the budget for. We can buy it. Well, now, our brain is like ourselves that sit in a car, and our brain is available to be limited or unlimited. Our brain is available to walk any path we want. And our body is the actor of the brain. It's like the car. It will do anything that the brain tells it to do. So now, we've been known to use only a small portion of our brain. And using only a small portion of our brain, we limit ourselves quite drastically to whatever it is that our human experience has brought to us up to this time. We think that the limitations of the past are ours for today. We think the limitations of today are ours for today. We think of every little thing that we have never noticeably done cannot be done. We think we cannot levitate. We think we cannot teleport. We think we cannot know what another person is thinking. We think we cannot be totally in charge of the world. We think we cannot create as we wish to create. We think we have to go through certain patterns to accomplish certain ends, and the mind doesn't, the brain does not have to do that. The brain can instantly know what's going on anywhere in the world. It is one as the universal mind. The brain can instantly cause the body to act in any way that it wants. The brain can say to the body, you are magnificent, you are whole and perfect, you are invisible, and the body will be invisible. You are visible, and the body is visible. You need food, and the body needs food. You don't need food, and the body doesn't need food. You need water, you need air, you need anything, and the body immediately needs that, because the brain is the vehicle that informs the body how it is functioning or how it is to function. The brain is that pipeline to the infinite allness, to the present, to the now. Whatever we tap into in the universal allness, we don't really have to tap into it because we are it and it is always us. But whatever we choose to be aware of, then we are aware of it. Now, if you choose to be aware of mathematics, you can be aware of all mathematics. And you only tell yourself that you're not aware of it. And so as you tell yourself you're not aware of it and you must learn it, then you are not aware of it and you must learn it. Now, the brain will cooperate with anything you think you want to say for yourself, for your experience, for your life, for your world, for your relationship to the allness. The brain will do anything we want it to do. Now, where do we get the ideas that the brain has? Where do we get the idea that the mind cannot do something? That the brain cannot do something, that the body cannot do something. Where do we get these ideas? Where do we get the ideas that the world is limited in any way? Well, we create these out of the allness. Because in the allness, there is everything and there is every nothing. In the allness is all and nothing. That seems like a dichotomy, and it is, but in the allness is all and nothing. So if you say, I cannot, then you cannot. If you say, I can, then you can. Now, are we spending more time on the illusionary world of thinking that we cannot? Are we spending more time on the world of just temporariness, coming and going, not the reality of all? It's part of the allness, but it is not necessarily a part that we need to have. What do we choose to have out of the allness? Do we choose to have the expression of the allness in our mind, in our body, in our affairs? Do we choose to have out of the allness the goodness, the quality of magnificence in all things? I think so. This is what our goal is. This is what our expectation is and our reality is. But how do we go about living in a world where we always just say, I can, by being very careful? Because we can say a double negative. We can say, I can be limited. I can have nothing. I can be unintelligent about something. Or we can say, I am intelligent about everything. I have everything. I am unlimited in all I do. Now we have this ability to say just that. We have the ability to do just that. And how well are we utilizing our brain? How well are we going into our brain and bringing forth all that it is. Now, there have been scientists who have been extremely brilliant, geniuses. And how have they been geniuses? We have some of these autistic children who are geniuses in certain areas. We have all of us who have been brilliant in many areas. And many, many people are brilliant in areas of science or art or literature or whatever they might be brilliant in. But who says that's where they have to be? Michelangelo was a good example. He was a great artist. He was a great sculptor. He was a great painter. But he was a great metaphysician. He was a great scientific intellectual. He was aware of the science of his day, and he was a great politician. He worked with the politicians of his time, and he worked with the Pope. He worked with many people, many areas. He was a brilliant man. And his brilliance was from one point of view. He lived in the I can world. He did not doubt his ability to create paintings that were so magnificent they would be timeless. They would be now paintings in any age. He did sculptures that were outrageously large and yet detailed and perfect, so that whoever looked at them immediately drew upon the matter, the attitude, the emotion that he wanted to give by showing that particular sculpture or painting or a piece of writing that he's done. We each have this ability within us, the ability to say, I can, and I do, and I am, and now. We don't have to wait for time to pass or for experiences to come along. Out of the nothingness, we create the allness. And when we unlimit our brain, when we unlimit our capacity to be it, when we use the allness of our brain as the channel for the isness, the universal consciousness, then we have it. But we only have the universal consciousness, the allness of our brain, when we are open. Now, it's not a matter that we're going to say that we have a brain that uses all of its facility at all times. We don't say that. We visualize that. We are emotionally one with that concept, that our brain is not just a little tinkling here and there, a few percent of this or that, but our brain is 100%. 100% tuned in to the allness. Our brain knows exactly how to do everything that it chooses to do, because it is linked with the allness that knows exactly how to do whatever that is to do and is doing it now. How then can we tune in to this brain? How then can we tune in to this allness? How then can we tune in to who we really are? We tune into it by visualizing it in our mind, by thinking about it. Just think of your brain as alive, alert, active right now in every single choice that it makes. If your brain thinks about flying, it knows all about flying. If your brain thinks about sculpting, it knows all about sculpting. If your brain thinks about atomic science, it knows all about it. Whatever you choose to think that your brain knows, it knows, because it tunes into the allness in that respect. But when you want to tune into the allness, you do not want to tune into it with just a little bit. You want to open up all the avenues, all the ability of the brain to be aware of whatever it is you want to be aware of in 100%. Because your brain is turned on 100%, 100% of the time. And when your brain is turned on 100%, 100% of the time, you are tuned into whatever you choose to tune into. You have 1,000 billion books in your library, and you think of one at a time. Now, have you read all these books? Do you know what's in all these books? Oh, you do indeed. Oh, you have indeed. Those books are part and parcel of your mind, of my mind. And whenever I think of a title, I am there in that book. I am there in that content. I am there in its allness. Whenever I think of a concept, an idea that I would like to bring forth in my world, I am there in that concept, I am there in that idea, I am there in its completion, and I am there now. It is a now experience. Visualize with me, if you will, the brain as being the the greatest carrier of blood in our body, the greatest user of blood in our body. It's the busiest guy in our body. It's the busiest guy. Now, think of your brain in maximum force, using all the blood that it needs to use, being 100% red-blooded, 100% flowing, not in any way limited, not in any way imperfect or improper, all in its ideal state of being. And when we think of our brain all in its ideal state of being now, then that's just the way our brain is, all in its perfect state, its ideal state of being right now. I have the ability to visualize my brain in that way. I have the ability to turn on my brain in that way. I have the ability to turn on my thinking system, which transcends my brain. My thinking system goes into the universal, is the universal. My thinking system is between the absolute allness and my apparent beingness here on planet Earth. Now, as I am on planet Earth, I'm not on planet Earth as some schnook that doesn't know the price of beans. I am on planet Earth knowing all. I am on planet Earth knowing why and who I am. I am on planet Earth being my ideal self. Yes, that's true. I am on planet Earth being my ideal self. I know all things. And my brain facilitates these things into meaningful patterns for my life here on Earth. In the allness, I am not bothered with a physical body. In the allness, I'm not bothered with a physical Earth. But right here and right now, I have chosen to play the game on planet Earth of being a human being on planet Earth. I am the ideal human being. I know at all times. Now, as an ideal human being, and to facilitate being the ideal human being, I know that I know that I know all that is an ideal human being. And I use my brain, this physical vehicle that I have, to keep me active, to operate my body. But not only to operate my body, to operate my view of the world. And I look out and I see the world that I have created. I see the people in it, and I see the circumstances in it, and I see the physical buildings, I see the physical countries, I see the physical planets, I see the physical galaxies, I see the physical universe, and I think to myself, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that great? My goodness, that's nothing. That's nothing. These are all part of the physical universe that I have chosen to create and chosen to live in because I find it amusing and fun. And because I have chosen to live in this physical universe, in this physical body, in this physical life, I must never forget. I am momently creating everything that goes on in this physical universe of mine. And I am creating it with the thoughts that bring forth out of my mind, out of my thinking, that which appears in my universe. And I can use more and more and more of my brain by seeing my brain as a healthy agency, as a vital, dynamic, healthy being. My brain is a being. My brain is an instrument to carry out my desires and thoughts. Now, I don't need the brain to carry this out, but I've chosen to have the brain do just that task. I've chosen to create myself in a semi-limited way, needing the brain to function for me, whereas my thoughts precede the brain, and my thoughts are the function of the brain, and my thoughts do everything, but I put the onus on the brain. And truly, the responsibility is not the brain's, but the responsibility is my thought. But my brain can be a beautiful flowing channel for me of all good. My brain can be a beautiful instrument to create in this physical world every object I want. And it's created first by my thought, operating through my brain, into my universe. Now, it is done instantaneously. It does not take any time. It does not take any physical need. It does not take any manipulation. It's just my thought, and instantly my thought is done. And when I get my attitudes of previous experience, of previous learning, of previous observation of what goes on in my brain and the world out of the way, then whatever divine thought, whatever magical thought flows into my experience, through my brain or without my brain, that flows into my experience is mine. But I do have this brain, and it is a wonderful instrument that I can use as wonderfully as I like. And so this day I say to myself, I am master of my brain. I am the thinker. And I think the thought, and my brain carries it out. But I am the thinker. And I am the thinker, and I cannot even conceive who I am. But I am the allness. And as I think, my brain carries it out. My brain is always operating in high gear. My brain will never run out of ability to operate in high gear because my brain is an ideal brain. My brain brings forth in my world all that I desire, all that I choose. Today I begin to make better use of my brain by recognizing that I can. Today I take better use of my brain by seeing it as a brilliant red object, if I will, thinking of blood in my brain moving around 100% active, carrying out the billions and billions and zillions and trillions of ideas all at one time, manifesting itself as my universe, as vast as the galaxy may be or beyond, and how we are but a small portion of that. But one tincture of ink in a glass of water touches all the water. So as one thought in my mind touches all of my universe, all of my world, all of me, and I am that brilliant red blood vessel flowing through my brain. I am that brilliant red corpuscle flowing through my brain, bringing about all of the genius that life is. And I am. And I not only can, but I do. This is how I see me. This is how I see you. Have a lovely day as you see yourself this way, and as you know yourself this way, and as you experience yourself this way. Because this is who you are. You are your mind, your brain, being itself right now in all the glory and all the magic and all the wonder and all the possibilities right now. Right now. Right now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.